Did you have any hogs that had these big old teeth to them?
Yeah, them was Tushies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And male hogs, when they got to be a few years old, they'd have pretty good Tushies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I see them sticking out on each side here.
Was that dangerous?
Well, if he's to bite you, it'd be dangerous. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see.
It'd be, you take the wild hogs, wood hogs, they used to grow them here in the woods, maybe they'd be several years old. They kind of odd. Some of them old fellas, you'd have to watch. You went in there, got him mad, well, he'd run at you. Mm-hmm. You'd have to get out of the way, he'd cut your leg off. I've seen dogs, folks be hunting with them, with a hog dog, you call them bales. And maybe one be one of them once, first of all, he'd run out and hit him in the side and cut him clean open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what would you say the noise was, you know, that a cow would make when it's hungry?
Man, we call that, we said lowing.
Lowing.
Yeah.
Would you say a calf does the same thing?
Huh?
Would you say a calf makes the same noise?
Oh, we'd call it, he'd say he's a blatant.
Blatant.
Yeah.
What about a horse?
Well, a horse, they'd nicker, and a mule, he brayed. Different,
right.
Made a different noise, you see.
Right. Yeah. What about a hen that's sitting on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something? What would you call it?
Yeah, she was clucking. She was sitting in the cluck. Do that if you had. Used to, that's the way folks hatch their chickens here. Set a hen, put about 15 eggs, take off as little. Well, she'd cluck to them, get them that father.
Mm-hmm.
She could get off out yonder and find the worm away from them. She'd go to clucking around and here they'd come, running up there to know she had something.
Right. I see. Where'd you keep your chickens on the farm?
Huh?
Where'd you keep your chickens?
Well, we had a house built we called a chicken house.
Mm-hmm.
I got part of one out there yet.
Did you have anything that you called a coop or cup?
Yeah, we had some cups that you'd feed your young ones in, or if sometimes build a cup to pen they hold him and bitties in, keep them away from warmest getting them fixed pretty tight where they couldn't get in there, something like that.
I see. You know that when you fry a piece, when you fry a chicken, there's a piece that the children like to get, one grab hold of one end, one the other.
Bully bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did y'all do that?
We've had all of that alone.
What was supposed to be the story behind that? What was supposed to happen?
Well, I don't know. If I ever know, I forgot, but I know the folks pulling that pulley bone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
breaking it.
Yeah.
One piece would break all short, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't split open in the middle, but one piece would break off and leave that alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what
the longest piece would be the longest before he'd get married.
Oh.
When he got the short piece, you know, he'd go marry first.
Did you ever hear of a part of the hog people call the haslet or haslet? Inside parts of a hog?
No, they call it the brisket part of it here in front.
Mm-hmm.
Would people around here eat the liver and lights?
Yeah, the liver and lights. They inside, you know, that what's the lung part of what we call the lights of the hog, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't nobody much eat the lights. Everybody liked to cook hog liver.
Mm-hmm.